acknowledge the press and the public were duly notified in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. In attendance are myself, Carol, and Mr. Kinghorn, city staff, and Donnie, and Stevens. Mr. Stevens. Okay. Any citizens? Oh, first, approval of the previous month's minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
No.
No?
Just messing with you. So moved.
Okay. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Citizens'
Aye.
Comments?
That's a pirate's favorite. The second favorite letter in the alphabet of a pirate.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Stevens, do you know what the first is?
R.
I digress.
All right. No citizens' comments. Department report. Mr. Pitts. Director Pitts. Donnie Pitts.
Okay. April, as you can see, things are starting to tick up. Mm-hmm. Both garbage and yard debris. Garbage actually is flat based on the previous year, but it's still, you can see the season's starting.
Mm-hmm.
Yard debris, it is somewhat higher than previous year, 256 tons.
Right.
So my action items for the month were, you can see that, the main thing was getting that valve installed on 19th Avenue.
Yay!
And the resident called me the same day that you and I were down there, Carol. Uh-huh. And some of that little bit of erosion, he mm-hmm. said, please don't touch it. He would take care of it. And he's going to put grass in it. Because I told him we need to make a little small trench. Please let him try first, because he tends to use the easement. He knows it's an easement, but he tends to use that as part of his yard. He's not going to build it up, but he would like to swell it himself. Yeah. So I've left it alone for now, and we're watching it. Sanitation, regular items, bullets that we've done, pooper scoopers, cleaning the compactor. I think the highlight for the month of April was the hazardous recycle day.
Mm-hmm.
It was good participation. I will tell you though that the shredder went down about 10:30, quarter to 11. That's why there's been no invoice.
I saw him towing it off the island.
He's trying to reschedule some kind of event for us.
Oh, that'd be great.
So it just
there was no charge because he could not fulfill his obligation right now.
So the motor, because I saw them towing it off, but I thought maybe it still could shred. It couldn't.
No.
No.
No, because it uses the motor.
It's PTO.
Yeah.
There
was 5 hours of overtime for two employees from the Public Works Department to assist the residents as they offloaded their stuff. And vehicle maintenance, I had one big ticket item, which was replacing six tires, about $3,000 on my Packers. Other than that, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
Sit by. So I do have a couple.
Yes.
You removed the white fencing?
Yes.
But has it been replaced yet or just removed?
We put the safety orange fencing in its place.
Because people were actually bumping up and down the curb there.
Okay.
To get in and out of Oceanside.
And then I have one other question. So somebody asked me about the pooper scoopers at the Bark Park. Do we have a different kind now, or were we out, or we get very
so we out? Norm Jean always has a backup.
Okay.
And we have struggled since Thanksgiving to get a shipment of the normal pooper scoopers, of which we got a week or so ago, wasn't it? The remaining shipment from Thanksgiving, 25 cases. So I've got regular pooper scoopers now. I've ordered my next 50 cases already. But we finally got them. They were moving facilities in California, and I don't know. Then these 25 cases got stuck in a warehouse from the tornadoes, just one thing after the other. But they're in-house now.
Okay.
So now Robert has some.
We're not doing different ones.
Okay. They get very uptight at the bar park, man. They're really... Okay. All right, any other questions, Donnie?
Yeah, what's the personnel committee doing to you?
Nothing right now.
Okay. Ryan, anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay, old business update on drainage issue at 32nd Avenue. Who gets to take that?
So, there was a meeting on the 23rd. It was raining on the 23rd.
Pouring down.
I got a phone call from Herbert Craven, who is Charleston County, wanting to know if we could relocate our meeting. We were supposed to meet on site. David was on site. David nor I, and so Herbert called me, and I asked permission from the administrator, could we meet here? In the interim, David calls me, and I said, we're supposed to be meeting here. Well, I'm down there. Nobody ever shows up anywhere, I think, and I'm, well, I don't think.
I saw the truck. They were in a house.
They were in a house somewhere, and we couldn't find out which house they were in. So they did meet, but there was no city representation there.
And
that's all I know.
So we don't know what the outcome of the meeting was?
I'll be happy to tell you what I think.
Okay.
You guys would like to hear what I think.
Yeah.
I think this, David and I, Donnie and I were talking about it before the meeting started when we were kind of hanging out in here. I think this thing has come full circle, and I'm probably now as frustrated as Mr. Burke in that, you know, we identified that there was a problem, we investigated the problem, we know what the solution to the problem is. The county has investigated the problem. The county will not, and it's the county's easement, the county will not commit to the financial resources to correct the problem. And just to refresh you, the problem is that the grade of the ditch is not correct, and so it is not draining. And that needs to be, this is a non-engineering version. I always feel like Dave is over there cringing.
No. You know?
And so it needs to be, you know, regraded so that it drains all the way out to the outfall. There is no particular problem with, even though we don't like to pipe ditches, there would be no particular problem with doing what David suggested at the section of the ditch, the dual pipes that abut the two property owners on 32nd, so that erosion that keeps happening on their property that has now gotten to where, according to Mr. Burke, is up against the foundation of his garage. There'd be no problem with doing that. But nobody, the city nor the county, is embracing the money, which is going to be probably, I think, anywhere from $150,000 to probably $200,000 to do, once you consider engineering, piping that little section of ditch.
Well, that didn't include the piping.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I'm rounding up to, you know, let's call it $200,000. You know, by my way of thinking, the county's in a far better position to be able to absorb an expense like that than the city is.
So moved.
You know, I feel like we've come full circle with this thing, and that we're right back to, we still have a problem, we know what the solution is, we don't have anybody who's stepping to the plate to embrace funding the solution.
Have we referred Mr. Burke to our county representative on council?
Well, we've not referred Mr. Burke to him. The mayor, Carol, and I had a meeting with Dickie Sweers, our representative on county council sometime towards the end of last week, I guess it was.
Friday.
Was it Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. Yes, and I identified for him this frustration of that the county's very helpful, those staff comes out, they're very solicitous, they work, they listen to us, they listen to the property owner, but You know, and I feel like this thing is now lying on my desk again.
Mm-hmm. So let it lie on Dickie's desk. Is he going to take care of it?
Well, he didn't exactly. He said he would look into it, which, you know, that's, we're all trained to say that. So
I think we should tell Mr. Burke to contact him.
Have we followed up with any of the homeowners that had a meeting with Charleston County? Or to figure out, or Charleston County to figure out what?
I think...
If there was a meeting that, and we have no idea what was going on.
I think that there was follow-up by Frank Pandulo with Charleston County.
It was an email, I think, to David about the typo.
They had 17 rather than 18. And I sent him a correction on that.
That's right.
So he got it.
No, they were at the wrong house?
No.
Oh.
Edie's letter was misdated.
Oh.
Instead of 18, it said 17. So I had Edie's corrected to
2017 instead of 2018.
Yeah, it was kind of a non-matter.
Oh.
It was nothing.
But we haven't heard what the outcome
what the
of
county
and the residents.
No.
I don't want to say that without looking at, because I'm not sure that that's the only... let me double check.
Have we written the county on Mr. Burke's behalf?
No. Wow. Well, only staff level. We haven't at the... all right, so let me double check here. Okay, so this is in April 26th. Our meeting with Mr. Burke and his namer Alex Opoulos was convened on Monday, April 23rd. Due to heavy rains, we were invited to convene in the home of Mr. I don't know how to pronounce this, Opoulos. Mm-hmm. Below are the minutes of our meeting. Please refer to item 6 regarding the date of the Edie's proposal, which had the typo in it. Please review the exchange of emails with Ms. Brenda Rosenthal regarding the proposal's desired results. Can you assist in replying to Ms. Rosenthal's question? And that was to David. Can you assist?
And I sent him the revised invoice from Edie's.
And because that was what Brenda asked about?
Yes. They asked me to address that if you read it. He told me to address item 6. Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the other items then, I guess?
So it says, this is Frank. We shall investigate your question as to whom has jurisdiction over the ditch downstream from the 150 feet. I'm pretty confident that that's Charleston County. Jim Burke informed us of the sinkholes within his property, which he believes are the result of the erosion of the ditch embankments. Mm-hmm. Alex informed us of several large oak trees, which were felled as a result of the same erosion. Mm-hmm. We were informed of the proposal to pipe the ditch by extension of a 24-inch reinforced concrete pipe along the 150 feet adjoining Mr. Burke's property. That's what we talked about earlier. We will investigate the permitting process if approval is granted to pipe the ditch. We were informed of an opinion provided from a representative of DHEC that there is evidence of E. coli in the waters within the ditch. And that's not really new. We, you know, there's all kinds of animal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have attached a copy of the Edie's proposal and then the discussion of the date error. In reply to Jim's request, I've attached a copy of a portion of the drawings prepared by David Stevens depicting the width of the easement, the location of the ditch within the results. I believe that summarizes the meeting. We shall initiate our work and shall endeavor to get back to you within the next month or two.
So that's exactly, yeah, I mean, that's...
I read that and went...
But isn't this the answer? And this is the challenge when you have multiple local government jurisdictions involved. If it's confirmed that this is county's responsibility, we want to be responsive to our constituent. We write to the county on behalf of Mr. Burke and his neighbor, asking that they do whatever they can to expeditiously work with the neighbors, our citizens, their citizens, and resolve the issue.
Right, but I think that's what they feel like they're doing by having had this meeting.
No, we the city have not,
right.
If the answer I understood correctly to my question, have we written officially? I think the answer is no. For us to be responsive to Mr. Burke, we should write the county and ask him to use all measures to resolve
the
issue.
Elected officials.
End of subject.
Okay.
What else can we do?
Right.
What else would you propose?
Okay.
It seems to me it's pretty straightforward.
Then, so just so that Desiree and Donnie and David and I can understand what you, like to me, what we're asking the county to do is to execute the identified solution.
Working with the neighbors to resolve the issue.
Mm-hmm.
If it's their property, it's their issue, we still want to be helpful to our citizens. So we write officially and ask them to resolve the issue. Then we're on record. Mr. Burke should have some comfort with that and his neighbor. Well, what else can we do?
I don't think we need a motion or anything for that. You could copy DHEC on it if you would, for all I care.
I wasn't copied.
Get the state involved. Send it to you. Copy your state legislators.
Chip. So we don't need a motion for that, do we?
No.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that issue? I mean, status of phase two drainage project and consideration of a change order in the amount of $9,073.98 for the relocation of junction boxes to avoid conflict with the SCE&G power line. Okay, David, I guess you're taking this one.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all know where the section is.
They have that in
there. We have it.
It's in a letter from Jason explaining.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure everybody had that. It was not located when we went out and did it. When they started digging, they got to that point. They found the cable. The power line goes to the guardhouse. And we relocated it. And there's an existing line there, and to tie the new line into the existing line, we have to add one junction box and continue on. So there's nothing else we could do. We tried to intersect them though, but we couldn't get, it cost more money to build and cut the box than it would to make it, to buy a new one. So that's what we did.
Is there any need for a light there? Let me take you into my strange world for a minute. It bothers me. The SCE&G has a $75,000 little grant initiative for doing lighting, right? And we don't utilize that. And I wish that we would have a lighting project on the island every year, 75, and as I recall, it's 5 years, and you could do a multiple of that times five, and we don't seem to have the project to get those funds. So in my little odd world up here, I'm saying, talk to Wild Dunes. Is there a need for a light there? And could we use their money to solve this problem and put a little light there? Anybody follow me?
Mm-hmm.
This is an easement, not parallel to the road. I don't think a light's needed.
All I want to do is get a light to get the funds.
Oh.
You follow me?
You can put a light right out here on the road then, security. If there's one of that, I mean, I don't know what the lighting situation is there.
Call me crazy.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't think we'd want to hold this up for that.
No.
Look at it separately. And it will only, it doesn't do just normal street lights, that program. It has to be decorative lighting. Mm-hmm. So we would have to identify some need in that location for some sort of decorative lighting.
Great. But having raised that subject for my colleagues on the committee, keep in mind there's $75,000 times five that's sitting there right now, and I can't imagine we don't have an opportunity to use those funds and why we don't, other than staff is very busy running around chasing their tails because of all the meetings we hold.
Okay.
But that's an editorial comment that I want to
make. This totally fits in with the contingency.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Okay. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Yo.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
And shall we clarify at this point that because that is a very small change order, we can report it at council, but we don't feel that it's needed, that council approval is needed?
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we'll go ahead and
execute the change order.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Next is the Public Works budget, which Okay.
So that see David packing up. Yeah. I'm getting over here. My anxiety level's rising.
I'll stay.
So I guess I would suggest that you guys want to take advantage of the fact that he's here and his knowledge base if you're going to talk about
drainage,
the portions of the budget that are identified for drainage improvements and sort of one project area versus outfalls and those kinds of things.
So it's page 16. Is that where?
Okay.
Or
get on the same page.
Well, that's expenditures.
What?
It's general.
What?
Pardon?
Where do you want me? You want us in general fund first?
No, I would say you want to stick with the big, and you guys will have to help me remember because it's been, I guess, about a month since we were in the weeds on the budget. But I thought I recalled that there was a lot of debate back and forth among council about what to fund or what to.
Well, I have it here. So what I have. Professional fees related to island-wide sewer, $50,000. Drainage outfall improvements, $250,000.
Which at the last Ways and Means minutes, that went up to $400,000.
Right, so it is page 42 in your grade budget.
Page 42, okay. The assistant public works director, or how whatever we maintenance mm-hmm. and facilities, page 42. Wait a minute. That's kind of where I was.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
If the three of us don't have any changes from what was approved at Ways and Means, and or if staff doesn't have anything to add, we're just moving on, huh?
Well, I do have a couple.
Yes.
So one of the things is we've left $70,000 for drainage contingency, mm-hmm. which isn't very much, which everybody is sort of like, what can we even do with $70,000 in drainage contingency? I mean, is that...
Well, it's...
I mean, it's better than nothing, of course, but...
Well, if we got problems, if you can use flat valves and that sort of thing, is what we were really thinking about with that. That's the same budget I talked to Douglas about, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that was more just fixing valves, like down at the other end of the island.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, not a lot of professional fees or any professional, I don't know, according to what it is,
okay.
but something like a valve, flat
okay.
valve, I'm not going to charge you to help with that, you know?
Okay. And then the $400,000, you know, drainage improvement
right.
outfalls. I mean, in your mind, where do you see the worst of the worst that we should start? Just out of curiosity.
We looked down where the water from 32nd out, 41st through 32nd's outfall and the next one up, surveying that area, figuring out what we could do, go upstream some, and identify what we need to do to set those outfalls up. Or flat gates, or how are we going to handle them? And, mm-hmm. and that's engineering, permitting, surveying is what we were looking at now.
Okay, so that's what that, it's
and
not even
that,
the
it's
work.
Not construction.
Right.
It's not construction.
This is all basic.
Okay.
You got to have that base to work.
Absolutely.
With
I know, right. I just it's just yeah. hard to imagine that that's.
Right, and I think that's really where we need to focus at. I mean, that's where we have a lot of our problems is between that 41st Avenue outfall all the way up to, you know, like you said,
29.
Yeah, where it's just going to, I mean, it's going to drain the middle of the island there. And
well, that's what I was trying to do. And, I mean, it ties in the worst drainage areas we have.
Right.
We have two areas in a 32nd and what's the other one? 32nd.
I call it the 34th ditch, but it's the Forest Trail watershed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the largest... Is the Forest Trail watershed?
Yeah, and the fact that we took that budget line item from 250 up to 400, I mean, yeah, to actually start working on this problem, you know, like I said, it's the construction cost itself is going to be way more that we're going to have to you know, start planning for, but yeah.
But it'll set us up even for going up the Palm Boulevard, because we'll have this basis to work off, because we're going to have to do preliminary design to project some flows down. Okay. We'll probably have to upgrade some pipes and all. So that's what this is about, making the long-term adjustment.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and then, of course, we have the, you know, to complete phase two, which is $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Which that'll be finished in this next budget cycle. So when do you think that's September? We think it'll be done roughly. Because I know we extended the
grant. We're going to hold you to it.
Well, because we extended the grant till the end of September, so doesn't it have to be?
Well, we could, if we need to, we could request for another extension.
Okay.
And they'll probably grant it, but.
In the dirt that keeps getting delivered to 41st for that?
That's just staging.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only staging, and that's dirt that was originally put there is now back in the hole. As they move in these pipes, they're staging this dirt.
Okay.
So it's coming the dirt out, is going moving. Back in, going,
it's not it's filling not the ditch.
No. I know that.
It's more opportunities for parking.
It's just parking, right. Exactly. Yeah. That's literally where I was going.
I would assume as they move into the Palm Boulevard area that different staging sites would be sought after.
Okay. It's just, I just was literally thinking it takes up all those parking spaces. Okay.
And talking about the schedule, we'll probably be delayed a little bit more because we've asked the contractor to not do any work on the weekends during the summer.
Normally they don't work at all. And hopefully once we get...
That's such a... No, they don't work
at all. No, I mean on the weekends.
We noticed.
No.
The schedule didn't
have supposed to be
Saturday.
Done before
Saturday,
the season.
Yeah. They did originally, you're right, but we're trying not to work any weekends. But hopefully, when we've asked them, try to staff up so we can have, once we get to Palm Boulevard, start tying in the smaller pipes, and hopefully that'll speed things up. Because see, the ones along the boulevards are not as large as what we're putting in now. I mean, we're putting in the main core now. So once we get up there, I'm hoping, unless there are a lot of electrical and water problems,
Okay.
So I also just want to suggest to you guys, if you haven't been down there to see the construction, take a walk, take a bike ride, go see it. It's what they have done already and what's in process is really pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
And I guess I'm the only one that likes that stuff.
I walk down there.
See it weekly.
I see it.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is. It's
awesome. Those big pipes.
Yeah. Keep it flowing. Yes, sir.
I don't know if we're off of drainage yet, but before we get off of the budget, I do have one comment.
Okay.
Is that something we need David for?
No.
Okay. Are we done with him leaving?
Yeah, but he gave us two great takeaways. I must repeat them. You're not going to charge us, and they don't work at all. We thank you for that insult.
Let me clarify what I charge. Don't charge. I don't, for stuff like flat gates and all, that's small.
We appreciate that.
I'm part of the island, too, you know.
Yes, thank you. All right, Donnie.
Keep those good quotes covered.
Rebudget.
Yes, sir.
I think one of your changes was a Mac Packer.
See y'all.
Will not be delivered until the new budget.
Okay.
That's both the Mac Packer and the flatbed Mac. All Macs are being delayed from a 6 month to a 10-11 month.
And this gray budget only has one of those vehicles right? So we made an error that we didn't rebudget for the two.
Okay. So
we've got to fix that.
Just shift it over.
That's right. Just be aware of that.
Is line 88?
Yeah.
So.
Is that what you're talking about? Line 88? No.
Mm-mm.
No. Is it in here?
107 part of it?
Yeah, 107
is the assignment.
Replace 7 garbage packer, 1 trucks, and 1. Yeah,
okay. Okay, so we're just pushing that over one more year?
Yeah.
Well, to FY19.
It's a little bit of a struggle for Public Works, but we don't have a choice.
But it's ordered.
Oh, yeah. They were ordered on January 23rd and February 2nd.
Okay. Okay, well, that doesn't require a motion, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else budget-wise, anybody?
Yeah, I guess I'll raise this topic, and it feeds into the next one about the facilities director. For at least 2 years, I've heard that you need more admin support staff. Now, we're hiring a second executive. but we didn't support having you more admin support staff. Either of my colleagues find that confusing?
No, not at all, because we've already talked about it.
So does he need more support staff or not?
I think, well, go ahead, Ryan.
No, I'm saying, we had talked about taking on some of this, adding this staff here, has been discussed ad nauseum already, and Donnie has talked about it as well. It says it will help relieve a lot of the tasks that he has going on, and they both could actually utilize and split those duties as well. But we realize that there still needs to be there, but he says this position will help lessen the load of some of those admin things that you had mentioned.
Well, I think they're talking different things. So my philosophy is if you're paying somebody a higher level salary, you don't want them doing clerical and administrative work. You're not maximizing the salaries you're paying them. So I think we approach it with a different philosophy, perhaps. But so the question for you, Donnie, very specific is, we once had this admin support staff in there. It got cut out. Do you feel like you need it or not?
For me, it's the responsiveness to residents, the call volume, specifically when there's events, or in the summer when Public Works is as thin as we get, the list gets longer.
Donnie.
So the answer is yes, but is it full-time? That's why
I didn't suggest full-time. My understanding was we were looking at part-time, but we sliced it.
So. I think if we do have an event, maybe we might have to at some point get a temp person in to.
But just for the record.
To help out.
Just for the record, I want it to be clear that both of you two heard that Donnie, correct me if I'm wrong, feels that in this budget, if he had a part-time, let's call it a half-time person, support staff, that would allow him to execute his department and provide some support for the new person that you're hiring.
Right, and I think in a perfect world that would be great, but I don't think it would get through the budget cycle this year, and we need to just take what we can get and then go forward. And, you know, I think in a perfect world that would be wonderful, but I don't think it's possible.
In a perfect world, you're paying people the premium dollars and you're having them do admin work. That's all. It's just management 101 doesn't make any sense. But that's fine. I just wanted to throw that on the table.
Okay. A small town government.
Right.
So everybody does a little bit of everything to pitch in, you know? So.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. I think that takes us out of old business. Everybody, anything else in old business? New business, consideration of CDC request.
This has also been in the Public Safety Committee. They discussed it last week, and their recommendation was to resubmit the projects that were submitted last year, which were improvements to the intersection at the end of the connector, where the bicycle path merges into the vehicular traffic lane, and also adding regulation bike lanes between 21st and 57th on Palm.
Yeah, I mean, I.
And you have the letter in your packets that specifically talks about the types of projects that will be funded.
It's a very
short
letter.
Was it also regulation bike paths on Waterway too?
No.
Okay.
So rocking, paving, or improving earth roads, road drainage, road signage, traffic calming measures, striping, improvements to intersections, sidewalks, and bike paths.
Okay, I mean, both of those are great projects as far as I'm concerned. Does anybody have any? No.
One suggestion is maybe you could start, this project to jumpstart the massive drainage project of the outfall improvements.
Just as like a third project?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be... Mm-hmm. Just like the phase two drainage system. Mm-hmm. You could call this phase three drainage of this Forest Trails watershed outfall that's gonna be,
Well, the only thing is that they have to be construction projects, and they did fund part of the phase two drainage project, but we already had a design in place.
Right.
And we don't have anything other than a conceptual idea.
I think we're
idea.
A year too soon for that.
Because they won't fund engineering or design or permitting.
Right. I think once, because we got $500,000 from...
RIA. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a total of $200,000 from.
So I'd rather get the $500,000.
Well, you could get both.
I know, sometimes, but not always. Sometimes they. I think sometimes they look and say you've already gotten. You know.
Mm-hmm. You got to make the ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the CDC seems very focused on bicycle at the moment, so I think we should, you know, play into their hand.
Yeah.
For that. But this year. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Linda, what happened to the discussion we had the last meeting? Somebody wrote in, Ms. Gregory, I think it was, about 41st and a sidewalk at 41st. Where does that stand?
I don't think anything has been done on that.
I think, wasn't that SCDOT?
I don't know, there's got to be some staffing action. I would assume. Could you just follow up on it?
Yeah, we'll have to check. I recall it, but I don't recall what we did with it.
Thanks.
Okay. Anything else on CDC? I don't think we need a motion for that, do we?
Yeah, well, it would be helpful if you...
Okay.
The CTC committee.
Yeah, we include
CTC.
Yeah,
we'll copies of the minutes.
Control.
And
yeah.
The
so when we submit the application to show the... commitment on
okay.
the part of the policy setting body, we always include the motions from the committees.
Okay. Motion to approve the request.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Consideration of job description for assistant director of maintenance and facilities. So y'all should have received.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, do you have?
It's in the file.
Okay.
Do we need HR for this or?
What are staff's comments about it? Donnie's.
I like what we've got presented.
My only concern was at the very end, it kind of just made me nervous. Environmental exposures include daily exposure. Well, no. Various industrial hazards may include, but not limited to, chemical hazard and electrical hazards.
Yep.
Oh, that. I mean, that's true.
I know. It just makes me
just
so.
Just a heads up.
I know. It just is like one of those things. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Like somebody, you know, like.
A chemical hazard can be anything from bleach.
Right,
right.
To electrical hazard can be anything from plugging something in.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, but you know what? You hear me, right?
Right. Yeah, they're not swimming in toxic waste to retrieve a wrench. So, yeah.
Okay.
And if we made them do that, we'd give them a suit.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Special outfit.
Right. So.
Belted.
Let me just share the comment that I think that just reading some of the dialogues that I have seen going back and forth related to members of the Personnel Committee and the Chair of Personnel, one of the things that they're going to look for input on, if a recruiting firm is hired, they will want input on what do you think the qualities are that you're looking for in the person that would fill this position. So so I don't know, Carol, I think you had a conversation with the Chair of Personnel, if they're kind of looking for some input from this committee about those kinds of things to convey to the recruitment firm once one is hired, so that as they are vetting candidates, they have some feel for, you know, what Donnie would see as the ideal candidate, what you all would see as the ideal candidate, I guess some adjectives for, you know, so I'm just sharing what I have read.
So, and I think
really?
We can, and I don't think the expectation is to have that conversation today.
Right, just think
right.
about
but
it. But
think
I think
about
it's,
it for next month.
Like, thing to me, it would be like, you know, team player, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Of course, sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, I think it's somebody who's got
common sense.
Yes. Lord.
I defer just, all such adjectives to Donnie.
Yeah. I'd say something, right. Or something that mirrors Donnie.
Right.
Just send him a picture.
Right. Donnie's clone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a brother?
Yes, he does.
I have two brothers.
All right.
One I may would recommend, the other one is absolutely out.
That always happens.
I have two brothers that fit the same category.
I know. I have two sisters that are like that.
Okay, tell you what they say about us.
Uh-huh, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so we need adjectives. Everybody come back with an adjective.
But can I suggest that Donnie draft those for our review?
Yes. Donnie, will you come up with some adjectives?
And one or two in Spanish, please. Yeah. Bilingual would be good.
Yeah, bilingual would be good.
Great.
It's all the rage.
Right. Latin.
It's probably Russian or something.
Right, exactly.
How about Espanol?
Right. Okay. Miscellaneous. Anybody else have anything else for this all-important person that we will come back with? We'll have incredible adjectives.
No, that's sure. Good.
Personnel will be on top of it.
Yes. All right. Miscellaneous business. This is the best news.
No.
Weekly recycling service.
I need
to, woo! Summer 2018.
Yes.
When does that start?
Same time as the garbage.
Memorial Day?
June
13th. The Monday after the week of Memorial Day.
Right.
Starts okay. Twice a week garbage. So that's June 7th?
No, the 13th.
13th.
No.
It's June, the week of June 11th it starts, which the Wednesday would be the 13th, and it ends September 5th.
Well, Memorial Day is like the 26th.
Yes, but those are the days that Charleston County told us
so
that it's starting.
Your regular yearly recycle happens on the 6th.
Okay.
That's their regular schedule.
Okay, I see. Got it.
Okay, so you will be recycled on the 6th,
okay,
which is their regular.
And then again.
And on the 13th, which is the first
extra.
Extra.
Okay, and then we start twice weekly garbage starting on
the
following
11th.
Okay.
And I'm sure it'll be a website near you.
Okay.
In the signboard.
All right. Did y'all, I love the zoning. I called in the spelling. It was Z-O-N-N-I-N-G. I'm like the edit police. All right. Any other miscellaneous?
Excuse me.
Yes.
I was wrong.
Okay.
The week of Memorial Day is the week of May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So twice a week garbage starts on May the 4th. June the 4th.
So it's a...
But that's your regular recycle week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the 6th?
Yes.
Okay, so then the 13th.
So the 13th would be the first day of the
special
extra for the county.
Okay, so you'll do twice, you'll pick up twice a week of June 4th?
June 4th.
Okay.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Next meeting date, everybody.
Carol, there's been some discussion among council people, other council people about kind of getting back to a same day, same time, same day, like the first
every
Monday,
night.
First Thursday. And I went back and looked this morning, and for like February, March, and we were doing the first Thursday.
Okay. But Thursday's a bad day for Donnie.
Not if it's at 9 o'clock.
Because you have exchange. I thought that's what the issue was.
If it's at 9 o'clock, then we can make it.
It's when it gets moved to the middle of the day.
So that would be the 7th? And I have a dentist appointment at 9 a.m. But I guess I could switch it. Okay, so the 7th at 9 a.m., is that what y'all want? Is that everybody?
Perfect.
Okay. Works for me.
Okay. Do you have a motion? We don't need an executive session.
No,
right?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.